Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Nice to see you nice. Except, of course, that this is radio and we can't see each other. Mind you, if you listen carefully for the next few minutes, I think I can promise you an eye-opener. Here on radio, we aim to stimulate the brain cells, stir the imagination, tickle the ears and open eyes. Well, let's see if we can rise to that challenge. This is a programme entitled Progressive Sight and Progressive Blindness. We never stand still in this life, and we're either seeing and perceiving and learning more and more, or we're becoming ever poorer at seeing, perceiving and learning. We're either opening, budding, blossoming spring leaves, or closing, curling, withering autumn leaves. So pin back your ears and take a look at this. Here's the Kingston Trio to get us started.
Jane, 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 mark my bonnie Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but the prettiest girl in all the world to me.
Jane, 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 with the pretty, pretty face, dressed in rags, she still looks like a queen. Jane, 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 she should be in silk and lace, the prettiest girl that you have ever seen.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but the prettiest girl in all the world to me.
Jane, 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 she has no mom or dad, she's all alone and yet she is not sad. The wild birds sing a song, her little dog tags along, hear her laughter makes my poor heart glad.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but the prettiest girl in all the world to me.
I know Jane is sweet, by the sound of her feet, I see her beauty when she speaks to me. If she could see me now, my love to her I'd vow, but I couldn't love her more if I could see.
Jane, 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 mark my body, Jane, as sweet as sugar in the cane. Don't be ashamed, Jane cannot see, she's as blind as she can be, but I couldn't love her more if I could see. But I couldn't love her more if I could see. But I couldn't love her more if I could see.
In the Bible, John's Gospel, chapter 9 to be precise, we read a very fascinating story about Jesus healing a man who was born blind from birth. Jesus often healed blind people, but what is different is that this man had been born blind. And what is particularly fascinating is what happens afterwards. As the man progressively sees physically and metaphorically, gradually coming to understand who Jesus is, at the same time the Pharisees, the Jewish leaders, are becoming more and more willfully blind. There is physical eyesight, but there's also spiritual perception. As Charlie Lansborough knows in this song, based on a blind girl's question to her dad.
What color is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance, just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. Blow, wind, blow, wild and free. My daddy says you're a lot like me. I know each color, its shape and size. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, Daddy, I've touched it with my toes. And snow is purest white, Daddy, I've felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that love is always gold.
Right, let's take a closer look at John chapter 9 and look out for the progression. The man is born blind. This is the only miracle in the Gospels in which the sufferer is said to have been afflicted from his birth. Jesus heals him physically and literally. He can see with his eyes for the very first time ever. Imagine the thrill. Share his joy. Yabba-dabba-doo. Verse 7 says, the man came home seeing. Wow. He must have been on cloud 9. And those who saw the miracle and us hearing about it are very excited too, as is Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
So far, so good, but every silver lining has its cloud. It was now that some problems began to spoil the man's happiness. This is the fascinating bit. This is where we learn something about human nature. In verse 8 it says, his neighbours and those who had seen him begging for years asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some people claimed it was, others said no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. They could hardly believe their eyes. Why could they not accept the truth? Because of the preconceived ideas that people born blind never can see. Even when the evidence is presented live before them, no amount of evidence opens a closed mind. I remember once standing in a queue in a chip shop in Stirling. I had just become a minister there a few weeks earlier. And a wee boy tugged his mum's sleeve, saying, it's Mr. Noble. She pooh-poohed the suggestion. No, it's not. The boy insisted. He is. He comes to our school. I see him at assemblies. It is him. I stood smiling while they debated in front of me whether I was me. Admittedly, I don't look the same without my collar. Admittedly, the blind man didn't look the same without his blindness and his white stick. The next thing is that the people bring the formerly blind man to the Pharisees. Why them? Because the Pharisees were the church and society leaders, the wise ones, the scholars, the experts, known as the seers. Have a look at this guy, they said. What's your expert opinion? The Pharisees immediately latched on to the detail that this miracle took place on the Sabbath, the holy day of the week. Jews were not allowed to work on the Sabbath. Healing was considered work. Therefore, healing was sinful, breaking the holy Sabbath, breaking the law of God as brought by Moses. Jews seriously had a rule that you could stop the bleeding, but you couldn't make it any better if someone fell and cut their knee. The interesting thing here is that the legalistic mind skips over the fact of the miracle and picks up on the legalistic point of it was done on the wrong day. This is what Jesus always hated about the Pharisees. You pick up on barrack room lawyer minutiae details, but you lose the whole plot, he would say. You see little specks in everybody else's eyes, but you can't see the great big plank in your own eye. We all know people like that, and God save us if we are folk like that. The all-seeing wise ones, the Pharisees, therefore pronounce, this man Jesus is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. Here's Michael Card.
The long-awaited one would make men stumble, but they were looking for a king to conquer and to kill. Who'd have ever thought he'd be so meek and humble? He will be the truth that will offend them one and all. A stone that makes men stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And many will be broken so that he can make them whole. And lose their own soul.
The Pharisees conclude that Jesus is a bad man because he did his miracle on the Sabbath. But it opened up a debate because others said, how can a sinner do such miraculous signs? Everybody believes that any miracles are from God. God hates sin and will not listen to the prayers of sinners. A prophet's known by his signs. Moses proved his credentials to Pharaoh by the 10 plagues. Elijah proved he was the true prophet when Baal's prophets were beaten on Mount Carmel. So the fact that Jesus had been used by God to heal a man born blind suggests that he's a good man, a prophet, God's chosen one, God approved. Here's Michael Card again.
The gentle healer came into our town today. He touched blind eyes and the darkness left to stay. But more than the blindness, he took their sins away. The gentle healer came into our town today. The gentle healer came into our town today. He spoke one word that was all he had to say. And the one who had died just rose up straight away. The gentle healer came into our town today. Oh, he seems like just an ordinary man, with dirty feet and rough but gentle hands. But the words he says are hard to understand. And yet he seems like just an ordinary man. The gentle healer, he left our town today. I just looked around and found he'd gone away. Some folks from town have followed him. They say that the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way.
The next twist in the story is that they then ask the man who had been healed what he thinks of Jesus. He said, he's a prophet. He had begun by calling Jesus a man. In verse 11, the man they call Jesus healed me. Jesus was a wonderful man, one of the loveliest lives ever lived, one of the finest heroes, one of the greatest teachers and preachers. Now he calls him a prophet, a person who brings God's message to people, a special holy person with close contact to God. Eventually, he comes to see Jesus as even more than a prophet. Notice how his progressive eye-opening is matched by the Pharisees and the people's minds closing, their progressive blindness. In verse 18, the Jews still did not believe that he'd been blind and had received his sight. So it wasn't the same man who was born blind. Then it becomes, well, he was the same man who was born blind, but it was done on the wrong day. Now they're saying, nah, he wasn't born blind. It's not really been a miracle. So they send for the man's parents. But they want to be left out of this. They could see the Pharisees' prejudice, and the Pharisees had the power to excommunicate them from the church and from God if they didn't like their answers. In verse 22 we read, already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ or the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. So the debate rages on. The Pharisees say, tell the truth, man. We know this Jesus person's a sinner. The man replies, well, all I know is I was blind, now I see. And there's echoes here of Lazarus' situation. After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, people tried to kill Lazarus to destroy the evidence of life after death. If you believe in life after death, or don't believe in it, I should say, it's a bit awkward having a man who was dead walking about. People would rather get rid of the evidence than maybe change their views. It's kind of difficult to argue against Lazarus living or a blind man seeing. So they started hurling insults at the man. If in doubt, shout. The man bravely, with the courage which comes from being a changed life and a healed soul, he gives as good as he gets. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. The Pharisees threw him out of their presence, out of the synagogue, excommunicated, out of the Jewish faith, and as far as they're concerned, out of heaven. You'll never get there. Here's Cliff Richard addressing this question that everybody has to ask. Can it be true?
Can it be true, the things they say of you? You walk this earth, sharing with friends you knew, all that they had, the work, the joy, the pain, that we might find our way to heaven again. And day by day, you still return this way, but we recall there was a debt to pay out of your love for your own world above. You left that holy thing, your endless love to prove. Can it be true, the things they did to you, the death, the shame?
So the man is excommunicated by the official Jews, but at this point, Jesus comes to the man. Jesus not only opens his physical eyes, but in a second wave, he tries to interpret for the man what this has been all about. Because this is not about a man's blindness, it's about Jesus revealing himself for who he is. Was Jesus a good man who did a good thing, or a bad man who did it on the wrong day of the week? How can he do miracles like opening the eyes of a man born blind? He's got to have divine power. Napoleon said, "I know men, and Jesus Christ was more than a man." William Barclay has a poem. If Jesus Christ is a man and only a man, I say that of all mankind, I cleave to him, and to him I will cleave always. If Jesus Christ is a God and the only God, I swear I will follow him through heaven and hell, the earth, sea and the air. Behind this story is a challenge to all of us. Who is Jesus who can do these things? Thomas fell at his feet saying, "My Lord and my God." Here's Albert Bogle singing about Jesus, the light of the world.
You kept me close to find. I was hiding in the shadow, running behind. I guess I never had a choice. When you found me in the darkness with the warmth of your voice, once again I tried to take you in. You simply understood my foolish grin. You turned on my lights. I guess you are the light of the world. I got the book you wrote. I memorize the few of the quotes. There's power in your words, but I hide them from my friends under my coat. I really wanna trust your word, even when my friends think it absurd. 'Cause you turned on my lights, I guess you are the light of the world.
The crucial thing in this story is that as the man born blind progressively gets his physical eyes opened and then his mental eyes opened, and he comes to see Jesus as born, he starts as a man, and then he's a prophet, and then he's more than a prophet, then he becomes the Messiah. When Jesus speaks to him personally and has a conversation, he realizes this is God on earth. Only God can heal folk who are born blind from birth. Only God can do raising of Lazarus from the dead, forgive the paralyzed man his sins, walk on water, calm the storm. This is what Jesus says. At the same time, the Pharisees, the church people, the holy ones, the seers, the wise ones, they have a prejudice against Jesus because he did it on the wrong day of the week. They have a prejudice against Jesus for lots of reasons, and they get progressively more willfully blind. And we all know that in life, there are people who are open to new data and information, people who are closed-minded. When it comes to Jesus, there are people who won't give him a hearing. Some people just crucify him. Other people see him as the light of the world, as Albert Bogle was saying. So let's finish with a song celebrating in a world of progressive blindness and progressive sight. I Saw the Light. Bye for now.
Sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. So happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise